Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, well, off we go. The number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEEI. All right, so the latest, as it pertains to your Boston Celtics, you just heard Reamer and Wiggy talking about it a little while ago. Adrian Wojnarowski putting it out on Twitter that the Celtics are showing interest in a three-team sign-and-trade with Kyrie Irving going to the Nets, Kemba Walker, or as many people in this town like to call him, Kemba Walker, and Terry Rozier would be going to the Hornets. Boston wants to create a full mid-level exception and would likely need to surrender at least a first-round pick to the Nets. So far, talks are exploratory. Okay, so here's the thing that I'm wondering about this. Why would the Nets want to do this? The only reason the Nets would want to do this, and as Woj points out, is there would be a first-round pick involved in this situation. Okay, but how good is that first-round pick going to be? Because if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, that pick has to be really juicy for my liking because you're helping an Eastern Conference competitor, right? Essentially, what the Nets are trying to do by bringing in Kyrie Irving is they think that Kyrie Irving's going to be the foundational piece of their organization. Heck, maybe Kevin Durant, who apparently is going to announce tonight on his Instagram, his boardroom Instagram. I didn't even know that boardroom show that he has. First of all, I didn't know he had a boardroom show. Second of all, I didn't know it had its own Instagram account. I guess everything does nowadays, so I guess I should have put two and two together. But nonetheless, so maybe they think they're going to get Durant and Kyrie, but I don't know. Why would you want to help out a competitor in the Eastern Conference? That's what doesn't make sense to me out of this three-team deal. Unless you're getting from the Celtics, like the Memphis pick, which, remember, next year is 1-6 protected, and then the following year after that, it becomes unprotected. So that would be a whole lot for the Celtics to give up. But if they're so desperate to bring back Al Horford because they want to pair up Al Horford with Kemba Walker, and remember, the whole idea behind making this three-team deal is so that you can trade for Kemba Walker, and that would allow you to re-sign Al Horford for that maximum contract that he wants. So that's the whole idea. You get it from the Celtics' perspective. But why would the Brooklyn Nets want to help facilitate this? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because from a Brooklyn Nets perspective, this is a team that you could be facing in the postseason over the next couple of years. So you're going to allow them to bring in Al Horford back to their team, and you could have to go up against that team in a postseason series? All for what, a first-round pick? That I can't imagine it's going to be the Memphis pick. Are the Celtics really going to be willing to give up the Memphis pick in a deal so they can bring back Al Horford? Is that what the Nets are going to be able to ask for, is the Memphis pick? Are they really going to get that away from the Boston Celtics? So, and maybe that's what it costs, because you would think that it's going to have to be really enticing for the Nets to help facilitate this deal. And also, like, what is Kyrie Irving going to have to say about this? Like, Kyrie Irving has to play a role in this situation, right? He has to decide whether or not he wants to be part of a sign-and-trade. They can't just do the deal without Kyrie Irving agreeing to it. And couldn't you see Kyrie Irving, who has been a pariah in this town, being like, ah, you know what, the last thing I want to do to Boston is screw them over even more? And how funny would that be, after everything that's transpired since the Kevin Garnett-Paul Pierce trade, that the Celtics would actually have to give up one of their major assets and send it back to the Brooklyn Nets? So you'd be losing your, or should have been, star player. Didn't turn out to be your star player, because when you needed him in the postseason, Kyrie Irving did not show up. So you would have to be saying goodbye to Kyrie Irving, include him in a deal, and then on top of all that, you would have to put an additional asset on top of this. Now, I get it from Terry Rozier's perspective, right? I get it from Terry Rozier's perspective and the Hornets' perspective. They want to get a point guard in there, maybe see him on a short-term deal. But other than that, I don't really get why the Philadelphia, or rather the Brooklyn Nets, would want to do this. John Anderson producing. What'd you say about Woj? Oh, we got a new tweet from him.
Breaking news. Whoa. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Woj just tweeted out, Kevin Durant is planning to sign with the Brooklyn Nets. So it looks like KD and Kyrie are going to team up after all. So maybe they will be willing to give up that first-round pick now because they're like, heck, we got Kevin Durant, we got Kyrie Irving, we're secure as a contender going forward. Although, remember, Kevin Durant's not going to play at all this season because he's dealing with that torn Achilles tendon. But, man, how about this, though, from Kevin Durant's perspective? He announces that he's going to say his decision on Instagram tonight, and Woj is just scooping him, man. Woj is just scooping him. So Kevin Durant is going to the Brooklyn Nets, which means he's going to team up essentially with Kyrie Irving, who apparently is like near the Nets facility already tonight. So Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant is going to be the new tandem going forward in Brooklyn. Man, I was kind of hoping that Kyrie Irving would get left out of this thing. Because when I heard yesterday, when I saw on Twitter yesterday that Kawhi Leonard, or maybe it originally came out on Friday, Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant were going to meet about possibly teaming up, I was hoping that Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant would team up, so Kyrie would be left going to Brooklyn by himself. But apparently this is what's going to happen. Kevin Durant, according to Woj, is planning to sign with the Brooklyn Nets, league sources tell ESPN. All right, if you want to react to that, certainly welcome to do so. The number is 617-779-7937. We're taking you for the next 5 hours up until 10 o'clock. Everything going on with NBA free agency, especially as it pertains to your Boston Celtics. How do you feel about Kemba fever in this town? Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
Every play, every pitch. Everything Sox is found here. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI 93.7 FM.
We've got Kevin Durant news, but first this. Jonas Valanciunas will reportedly stay with the Memphis Grizzlies, agreeing to a 3-year deal worth more than $40 million. Also, staying at home is Dwight Powell with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $33 million. He was fourth on Bleacher Report's top 50 free agents. Wow. Find that hard to believe.
What about Durant?
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Let's get to that news. Multiple media outlets reporting right now that Kevin Durant is expected to announce tonight that he is headed to the Brooklyn Nets. Historic night, to say the least, for the Nets franchise. Brooklyn getting Kyrie and KD. Let me give you this update, too, from ESPN. Not only are the Nets getting Kyrie and KD, but also DeAndre Jordan is going to join them, according to ESPN, in Brooklyn. We also mentioned Garrett Temple going to Brooklyn as well.
Man, they've been...
All right, well, you heard the breaking news. By the way, Brian Barrett with you for the next 5 hours or so here on WEI. The number is 617-779-7937. All right, so Adrian Wojnarowski breaks the news that Kevin Durant is going to sign with the Brooklyn Nets. And good point by John Anderson. So I was saying, look, they kind of scooped Kevin Durant because Durant wants to make this big announcement on his show's Instagram, right? His new show, The Boardroom. And John points out, yeah, but they need people to actually tune into The Boardroom, right? Because nobody knows what the hell The Boardroom Instagram is. Nobody knows what the hell The Boardroom is. I never heard of this show until today. So they're using Woj as a mouthpiece for their camp, if you will, to put it out there so more people will watch Kevin Durant's announcement. I gotta tell you, though, I have no reason to watch Kevin Durant's announcement now. I already know where he's going. Like, it'd be one thing if you could keep this secretive and then you make your announcement, nobody knows where you're going, but now I know. I have no reason to watch Kevin Durant announce on The Boardroom where he's going. So many tentacles to this whole thing. The thing that really irks you, the thing that really pisses you off right now as a Celtics fan is Kyrie Irving. We all know he's going to the Brooklyn Nets as well, and we can get into the Kemba Walker angle to all this as well. If you want to hop on board, certainly welcome to do so. 617-779-7937. But as it pertains to Kyrie Irving, this dude could not have done anything more wrong in this town, okay? You think about everything he did to destroy the Celtics organization this year, to destroy Danny Ainge's plan, right? All that different stuff he did, calling out the younger teammates, when he decided that he wasn't going to play in the final two games before the All-Star break because of a knee injury, and then he was going to play in the All-Star game. Basically spitting on his teammates' face. Yeah, guys, you know what? I'm not going to play in the final two games before the All-Star break, but you know what? When I'm hanging out with my buddies, when I'm hanging out with Kevin Durant and company, I'm going to play in the All-Star game because my buddies are going to be there. So all the stuff he did all season long, where he called out Brad Stevens before the play was even drawn up, right, in the Orlando game. He's just yelling at him on the bench, okay? And then he yells at Gordon Hayward. Then he yells at Al Horford. And by yelling at those two guys, he actually threw Jason Tatum under the bus as well. Jason Tatum, of course, the guy that he was supposedly taking under his wing. So he did all this crap, okay, telling us during the season, don't worry, once the playoffs come, I'm going to be ready. And then he goes out there against the Bucks, 6 of 21, 8 of 22, 7 of 22. The best is after he goes 8 of 22, he says, I don't see another 8 of 22 coming. And then he goes 7 of 22. And then he says, oh, I should have shot the ball, what, 30 times? It's like, all right, Kyrie, you're sucking the joint up, and you're going to tell us that you should have shot the ball more. Okay, so all that crap that he put you through as a Celtics fan this year, this guy's getting rewarded. That's what has to irk you. That's what has to piss you off, okay? After everything that transpired with this guy, the headache that he caused for you as a Celtics fan, this guy is now getting rewarded. He's going to get Kevin Durant to play with him. Now, Kevin Durant, of course, is missing out on the season because he's coming back from that ruptured Achilles tendon. So he's not going to play this year. But now Kyrie Irving is going to sign a 4-year deal with Brooklyn. Kevin Durant signing a 4-year deal with Brooklyn. So in essence, they should be able to play together for 3 years. So after all the crap that Kyrie Irving put this team through, he got exactly what he wanted. He went back to one of the New York teams in this particular scenario. He went back to the Brooklyn Nets, and he gets to play with his buddy Kevin Durant. So after all the crap that you had to deal with from this guy, he got what he wore. He got what he wanted. He got what he wanted, and that's what sucks. And I also look at this. Okay, so think about this whole narrative with Kyrie Irving over the past couple of months, if you will. We never heard about Brooklyn until what, the past 5-6 weeks or so, even less than that, really, since the season ended, and really a lot later than that. Really, that I would say maybe the past 3 weeks is when the Brooklyn noise really started to heat up. It had always been the New York Knicks with Kyrie Irving. Everybody thought that Kyrie Irving wanted to be a New York Knick. Remember, he famously said, ask me on July 1st when he was at Madison Square Garden. And the same thing with Kevin Durant. We heard the whole story with Kevin Durant was the New York Knicks all season long. That was the storyline with Durant. Oh, he wants to go to the Knicks, save that franchise and all that. Kyrie Irving wants to play for the Knicks. And now think about it. Kyrie Irving decided a couple of weeks ago, it seems like, that he'd rather play for the Brooklyn Nets than the New York Knicks. And here's where I'm at with this one. So next year he knows he's not going to have Kevin Durant. But the reason, first of all, that Kyrie Irving has to make sure he has Kevin Durant is he needs protection, right? Because what Kyrie Irving was saying before this season, just before this season began, he was telling you that he was the guy, that he was going to stay here long term, and he was the guy. He was telling all of us that he was the Alpha and the Omega. He was telling all of us that he was Batman, not Robin. And now Kyrie Irving is begging his good buddy, Kevin Durant, right? He's begging his great buddy, Kevin Durant. He actually met with him twice over the past couple of weeks. One of the times, Kevin Durant's team was still in the postseason, okay? The Warriors were still playing in postseason basketball games, and Kyrie Irving went to the Bay Area to meet with Kevin Durant to beg him to come to Brooklyn, okay? And then you look at Kyrie Irving. He went to visit Kevin Durant in New York, and I'm sure maybe Kyrie Irving was there at the time. He went to visit him after he had his Achilles tendon surgery, again, to beg him to go to Brooklyn, okay? Because Kyrie Irving wants to make sure he's protected in all aspects of this thing, right? So next year, Kyrie Irving has protection of saying, well, we're going to get Durant back after this, right? So no Nets fans are going to be blaming Kyrie Irving for his shortcomings next season. No Nets fans are going to become agitated and aggravated with Kyrie Irving. They're not. That's the reality of the situation because they know Kevin Durant is coming. And that's the out that Kyrie Irving's going to play. Well, for the Nets organization, yeah, they're going to put up with Kyrie's crap because you know what? He got you Kevin Durant. Because without Kyrie Irving, you're not getting Kevin Durant. So Kyrie Irving's part of the piece of the puzzle that lands you Kevin Durant. Like the most important assist that Kyrie Irving will ever have as a Brooklyn Net already happened because he was able to get Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, right? So what Kyrie Irving wanted to do, well, first of all, he had to do that because remember there was multiple reports out there that the Nets weren't so sure if they wanted Kyrie Irving coming by himself. So he had to make sure, hey, Kevin, I need you, man. I really need you to come to Brooklyn because that's where I want to play and they won't sign me without you. Now, we don't know if that's definitely true, but there was definitely reports out there from multiple people, including the New York Post, and Adrian Wojnarowski actually said it on ESPN as well, that the Brooklyn Nets were actually having legitimate conversations internally on whether or not they would sign Kyrie Irving if they didn't have a commitment from another superstar. And in this particular scenario, that superstar, of course, was Kevin Durant. Okay, so that was another part of the reason that Kyrie Irving had to make sure that he landed Kevin Durant is because, well, Brooklyn may have decided, I'm not so sure about this whole Kyrie Irving thing. So when you look at it, Kyrie Irving originally thought he was the man, and now he wants protection. He doesn't ever want to be the guy that has to carry a franchise again. So that's why he goes to a place like Brooklyn with Kevin Durant, because he didn't want to turn into pint-sized Melo. And that's what he was on the verge of developing into, because what we were all finding out is that when you look at Kyrie Irving, he's somebody that he can't carry a franchise, right? That's when he soured on Boston. He can put all this crap out there through his team and whatnot, through reporting that it's about different type of stuff, or the players weren't good enough. Remember, he always got on the young guys. He can complain about different things. But the reality, when he started to sour in Boston, is when Kyrie Irving realized that he couldn't carry the organization. So now we hear all this stuff about the Knicks for months, and he doesn't want to go to the Knicks alone. And if he's going to be able to bring Kevin Durant there, okay, maybe that helps him out in the long run. But with the Knicks, there's more pressure putting on a Knicks uniform than there is a Nets uniform. That's just the reality of it. Now, I understand that the Nets are the much better run organization right now, right? But Kyrie Irving's going to be beloved once he puts a Brooklyn Nets jersey on. And if you look at it from the other side of things, if he goes to the Knicks and say hypothetically, which is very possible, that Kevin Durant is never the same player again, right? So if he goes to New York and he plays next year and the Knicks would have sucked and say they don't make the playoffs or they're the 7 or the 8 seed or whatever, Kyrie Irving eventually is going to start to take some blame. And when Kevin Durant comes back, if he's not the same player, that eventually would become Kyrie Irving's team if Durant's not the same guy. So then it would be Kyrie Irving being pint-sized Melo in New York, where everybody's blaming Kyrie for things that are going wrong. But since this Brooklyn Nets organization, all its history recently has been bad, right? Especially since they moved to Brooklyn. All the history with this organization has been bad. They were fleeced by the Celtics in the Garnett-Pierce trade. Now, this year, they were an underdog story there in the NBA where they actually make it into the postseason. But overall, the storyline with Brooklyn is it has not been much of a storyline whatsoever. So Kyrie Irving helps elevate the organization. He makes them relevant, and he brings in Kevin Durant. So now all the news as it pertains to Brooklyn is positive. And Kyrie Irving believes that going to a Brooklyn Nets team rather than going to a New York Knicks team, he's always going to be appreciated in Brooklyn. When if you go to New York and you play for the Knicks and you don't win, you start to get blamed for some of this. So he has protection now. If Durant is never the same guy in New York, well, Kyrie Irving eventually is going to take blame for the shortcomings that that organization has going forward. And he doesn't want to be in a situation like Carmelo Anthony was in, because he saw Carmelo Anthony from the distance, right? Where Carmelo Anthony, at first, everybody wanted him in New York. Everybody was calling for Carmelo Anthony. And then we found out, yeah, he did lead the league in scoring one year in New York. But what happened after that? Carmelo Anthony was not the same player, right? And he wasn't the guy that could lift up an organization. Now, the difference between Kyrie and Carmelo is Carmelo actually never realized that he couldn't carry a team. Kyrie Irving has realized that. And Kyrie Irving saw what happened to Carmelo Anthony, where now it's like Carmelo Anthony is disliked in New York, okay? He is disliked in New York in terms of what he brought to that organization, because really there was no winning involved. He won one playoff series. So Kyrie Irving didn't want to turn into that pint-sized version of Carmelo Anthony. That's why he chooses Brooklyn, because he wanted the soft landing. That's what Kyrie Irving wanted. He wanted the soft landing in this whole thing where he could end up in Brooklyn, not to mention the fact he helps the organization out by bringing in one of his good buddies in Kevin Durant. That's exactly how Kyrie Irving wanted this thing to play out. So now he's in Brooklyn and he gets Kevin Durant. And just as somebody that wants to see the Celtics organizationally succeed, this just kills you. This really just kills you, because all the crap this guy put you through, he's getting exactly what he wants. Kyrie Irving is getting exactly what he wants. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 5 hours or so here on WEI. Let's get to Eddie in a car. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. What do you got, man?
You know, I'll never forget years ago when I was down in Orlando, the Magic brought in Grant Hill. And I'll never forget, he was on crutches. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? This just doesn't look good. You know, they're going to bring this guy in on crutches. He's not playing basketball. And sure enough, the guy never, ever, he was never a sliver of the player he used to be. And, you know, maybe I'm a little bit on the sinister side, but, you know, sometimes karma comes different ways at people. And, you know, Kyrie, you know, I don't like Kyrie because Kyrie didn't play his hardest. I think he quit on this team. I think he lied to a lot of the people here. And he destroyed, I think, a pretty damn good team. But you know what? Let him take his game and let him go elsewhere. There's no guarantees for him. He's somebody else's problem. So instead of being mad that he's gone, be happy he's gone. I know we got stiffed on this, but you know what? Sayonara, Kyrie. I hope he never wins anything ever again because the guy's a quarter and he's a head case.
Yeah. Eddie, to your first point about Grant Hill first. Now, remember, you can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. So to the first point with Grant Hill, remember, Grant Hill, the doctors just completely hacked up the guy's ankle. I mean, it was horrible. If you Google Grant Hill's ankle, it's not pretty. But nonetheless, with Kevin Durant, we don't have history that somebody comes back from this injury, the torn Achilles, right? Dominique Wilkins is like the only guy in the NBA we've seen come back from an injury like that. So there is a very good possibility that Durant is never the same player again. That is definitely a possibility. And to the other point about Kyrie Irving, with Kyrie Irving, the thing that I look at is when he soured on the team is when he wasn't performing up to the level that he thought he could perform to, right? So he was trying to figure out a way out. He was trying to get an exit where he would get the benefit of the doubt. So that's why he was trying to throw his teammates under the bus, because he realized internally that he couldn't carry an organization. So what Kyrie Irving was doing was he's trying to get the media, he's trying to get fans to blame other people so he could get a soft landing. But the reality is everybody saw through that with Kyrie Irving. He was just a horrible teammate. All right, so we can now have more breaking news as it pertains to your Boston Celtics. So Shams Charania, I believe, is the first one that to have this. Nick, correct me if I'm wrong on that. It was Shams Charania had the first one to have this. He tweets out, quote, "Free agent guard Terry Rozier plans to agree to a 3-year, $58 million contract with the Charlotte Hornets via sign and trade. League sources tell The Athletic and Stadium." Oh my God. If you thought Michael Jordan was a bad owner before this, you're giving Terry Rozier a 3-year, $58 million deal? Are you kidding me? $58 million for Terry Rozier. That has got to be a joke, right? This is a real Twitter account. This is really Shams Charania, one of the NBA insiders. Are you kidding me? Terry Rozier is going to get a $58 million contract? That is unbelievable. What is good about Terry Rozier? Who would want to spend $58 million on Terry Rozier? Okay, the guy averaged less than 10 points per game this season, and I get his minutes were down, but my God. $58 million for Terry. Terry is somebody that he got this reputation, and apparently Michael Jordan is buying into it. Michael Jordan apparently is buying into Terry's rep. Last year in the postseason, Terry Rozier got the nickname Scary Terry and all that, and it was really a fraudulent nickname. And I actually believe, like, the logo he was using, didn't he get, like, sued for that, like, copyright infringement or whatever it was? But anyway, I digress. Getting back to the original point about why Terry Rozier is a fraud. In the postseason, 2 years ago, everybody went nuts because he averaged like 16 points per game. Yeah, okay, he did it on 40% shooting and 33% from three-point territory. And let me remind you of this. Terry Rozier in that Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavaliers, 0 of 10 from three-point territory. Terry Rozier just recently went on First Take and basically threw everybody within the Celtics organization under the bus. And the Charlotte Hornets are going to pay this guy $58 million. They have got to be the only team in the league that would do this. Even the Knicks, right? The Knicks were saying if they miss out on the big guns, they're only giving guys short-term deals. Michael Jordan's willing to sign and trade Terry Rozier for 3 years and $58 million. So, Nick, I'm trying to follow this Twitter account, so you probably have a better grasp of it than I do at this particular point in time. So is this part of the Kemba Walker thing?
I imagine so, but Keith Smith, he just tweeted that this trade could open up the money to re-sign Al Horford.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a huge win for the Celtics. I mean, my God. I know that Danny Ainge in the past has fleeced people, right? We always talk about the Brooklyn Nets trade. But if you are the Hornets and you just allow the Celtics to essentially open up cap space by taking on Terry Rozier in a sign-and-trade, my God. Hey, this is like GMing malpractice from Mitch Kupchak, and I guess Michael Jordan is still involved in making moves, although apparently he took a little bit of a backseat. But this is owner malpractice, and this is GMing malpractice by the Charlotte Hornets, giving Terry Rozier this type of money. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 5 hours or so here in WEI. Let's get to Mike in North Providence. Mike, what's going on, my friend?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, with regards to Terry, and I mean, honestly, that's, you know, like the greater fool theory, as far as like that's how free agency works, is whoever's willing to pay the most. Obviously, the price point that the league had on him was higher than what we would think, right? You know, a lot of people would say, oh, well, $12 million be reasonable. But if he can get 19, I'm sure that other people would be willing to pay 18 or 17.
Mike, I understand your point, but I don't know how many other teams would have done this.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is...
it only takes one. Yeah, that's true. It only does take one.
Think about Belichick when he went and paid all that money for Stephon Gilmore. If you think a guy's going to play up to the contract, you're really overpaying. That's the whole thing. You know, people were surprised at the time. And then afterwards, like, it all worked out because he played up to the money. I think free agents are getting so expensive right now that maybe Jordan's thinking, you know, this might work for us. But on the bigger picture, the retaining Al, that's enormous. And honestly, I think that they're trying to also open up the full MLE. So they might be able to go out there and get somebody like Dwayne Dedman, who would be a really great fit around here, or some other big, who now we would have Al back, which would be awesome. We'd have Time Lord. We'd have, you know, whoever this free agent big would be. And I think that the team is actually going to be really competitive this year. And honestly, Kemba, is he as talented as Kyrie? No, but what we saw last year is with regards to chemistry. I think Kemba is probably going to be willing to take the number of shots and accept a role on the team. He'll be the lead scorer, but allow Jason Tatum, allow Jaylen Brown to actually have the ball, to actually shoot it, where Kyrie seemed like he was on a mission to put everybody down, and it had to be all about him, particularly at the end of close games. I mean, I was listening to Jermaine Wiggins talking about how you saw him close games. I saw him kill us at the end of a lot of games, too, taking a lot of bad shots when he didn't have it going, because it was all he cared about was whether or not he was going to be the star. We saw that in the playoffs, too. And if the team won the game in the meantime, that was okay, you know? And honestly, yeah. I think Temple might be more team-oriented.
Yeah, Mike, and in terms of Kyrie Irving as a closer, now, nobody's going to dispute the fact that he hit the biggest shot in the history of the Cavaliers organization against the Warriors, but again, he was the secondary option, and he was getting defended by Curry, who we all know is not a great defender. But in terms of here with the Celtics, the Toronto game comes to mind, like midway through the season where he played well at the end of the game, but I don't remember like big Kyrie moments at the end of the games this year. I'm not saying he can't do it, but to your point, I don't remember him ever like closing out of games. I don't remember so many memorable Kyrie Irving moments where it's like, all right, 5 minutes left in the game, it's a 1 point game or it's a 2 point game and Kyrie won it for you. I don't remember moments like that at all.
No, I don't really remember that many of them. And honestly, what stuck out to me the most is how much he stepped on the games of the people around him. And the guy I always think of is the original Isaiah Thomas, the Pistons' Isaiah Thomas, who managed to play with a lot of really good players. And if you look at his early seasons, his early career stats, he was a big-time stat stuffer. But when he saw that he had to play with Joe Dumars and Mark Aguirre and Adrian Dantley and all these sorts of people, he kind of took a step back and he shared, as we saw with the big three of Garnett and Pierce and Allen. You know, sometimes you have to be able to coexist with other people. And in Kyrie's case, I think he got affected by what happened with LeBron. Well, LeBron was the superstar, star of the show, and everybody else is garbage as far as he was concerned. And you could be maybe his pet sidekick. Yeah. And I think Kyrie thought that's what being a superstar is.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mike. You can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. Clearly, in terms of a culture perspective, everybody knows it's going to be an upgrade bringing Kemba Walker in and Kyrie Irving out the door. The question is going to be, how much does that elevated culture actually help this team on the court? Now, there is one thing that I'm now looking at in terms of what's going on already in free agency that is a huge benefit for the Celtics, and it's about teams outside of this area. I'll get to that in just a little bit, and we'll keep you updated. Everything going on with your Boston Celtics. We'll get you trending in just a second here on WEI.
93.7 FM WEEI.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Kevin Durant going to sign with the Nets 4 years, $164 million. He will join Kyrie Irving, who is going to commit also tonight. He's essentially committed already. And then DeAndre Jordan. will also join this team. Obviously, Durant, it's very likely to sit out the entire season, but 3 full years of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving coming in now, and a remarkable turnaround for this Nets organization. That when Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson took this this Nets organization over just a few years ago, it was a literal NBA wasteland. Kevin Durant initially this year, the Nets weren't really on his radar. They earned their way with both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They earned their way to have to be considered. And when you look at the role players there, the pieces around them, the structure in place, it made sense. And so Durant, Durant is going to announce this at 6 p.m. on his Boardroom Instagram account.
All right, that's Adrian Wojnarowski. The big news today already happening. Kevin Durant is going to be a Brooklyn Net. 617-779-7937 is your number. Man, what a bad look for Durant. I think this makes him look even worse than he did. Not to say like when he signed with the Warriors, but this makes him look even worse. You're choosing to play with Kyrie Irving for your future instead of Steph Curry? Really? You want to play with Kyrie Irving because he's your friend? You're going to team up with Kyrie. Yeah, good luck to Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. Teaming up. I get your friends now, but wait till you play with the guy for a couple of years, see what happens. And again, there is no guarantee whatsoever. There is no guarantee that Kevin Durant is ever the same player again. But anyway, Kyrie Irving gets what he wants. He gets to go to the destination of his choice, and he brings his friend with him. Now, this coming in from Steve Bulpet of the Boston Herald, quote, source close to Horford says that even after all the Celtics cap gymnastics, he will not be winding up back in Boston. Well, then what the hell is all this for? What's all this money for? Who are the Celtics going after if it's not going to be Al Horford? Because all we've been hearing all day is that the Celtics have been trying to work a sign and trade. Remember, they just got rid of Terry Rozier. He's going to go to the Charlotte Hornets for $58 million. $19 million a year for Terry Rozier is what the Charlotte Hornets are willing to pay that guy. Unbelievable. So now we don't know what the Celtics are going to do with this last spot. Because if you look at now the landscape of the league and you look at the Eastern Conference, I have to imagine Danny Ainge is looking at this in terms of, well, this is a situation where we may have our opportunity, right? Because you look at the Raptors last year, they got lucky. They caught a wide open NBA, and because of the injuries to the Warriors, they were able to win the NBA championship. And Danny Ainge may be thinking a very similar thing. He knows that Durant's not playing this year. In terms of the long term, where's Kawhi Leonard going to end up? And now Jimmy Butler is apparently taking meetings with the Miami Heat and with the Houston Rockets. So Jimmy Butler may end up in the Western Conference or with the Heat and not with the 76ers. Because if the 76ers bring back Jimmy Butler, even if the Celtics somehow pull a Houdini act here and end up with Al Horford again, they're not as good as that Philadelphia team. And Milwaukee's given Chris Middleton $178 million. That's still a force in the Eastern Conference. We saw what they did to the Celtics in the postseason. But maybe Danny Ainge is saying, all right, we still have an opportunity to get a little bit better this year and take our shot at the Bucks. And maybe part of the issue in that Bucks series was Kyrie Irving just completely hijacked the offense. And they're thinking, all right, that's never going to happen again, right? Because Kyrie Irving's going to be out of town. So you'll see long term what happens in terms of the chemistry and the cohesion with the team. But maybe he sees an opening because of all that's going on in the Eastern Conference. But if that spot that they freed up by trading away Terry Rozier in that sign and trade, and of course Kemba Walker will make it official over the coming days here that he's going to be a member of the Boston Celtics, who else are they going to spend that money on? That's the question. And now that's going to be the biggest question that you're going to have to answer if you're Danny Ainge, is what are you going to do with that spot if it isn't going to be for Al Horford? Because we thought that the whole time that they were trying to free up room for Al Horford, but according to Steve Bulpet of the Boston Herald, apparently that's not the way it's going to go down. All right, Jeff Goodman's joining us now from watchstadium.com. Jeff, thanks for taking some time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. The fireworks have already begun here. No surprise here with the KD and Kyrie both ended up in Brooklyn. That's kind of what everybody anticipated all along. And it'll be interesting to see if Kyrie can grow up and mature in Brooklyn, from New Jersey, so it kind of fits and didn't work out in Boston, but he gets a clean slate, and we'll see if he can, screw up that locker room like he did in Boston.
Jeff, what do you think happened? Because all year long we heard the rumors with Durant and Kyrie that was, it was going to be the New York Knicks. How come all of a sudden it was Brooklyn over the past couple of weeks?
Well, I think they looked at again, how this Brooklyn team was constructed and the young players. And certainly when you look at the Caris LeVerts and Spencer Dinwiddie and Jared Allen and some of these young guys in Brooklyn compared to what the Knicks have, and you look at the ownership and the general manager, Sean Marks, has done an unbelievable job. I mean, think of what he took over, you know, the mess left behind by Billy King, and how quickly now he was able to kind of turn it, even without KD and obviously Kyrie doing a great job. It was kind of like the Celtics team from a year and a half ago. They play well together. They play with a chip on their shoulder. They overachieved relative to their talent. And again, now you're going to bring in that superstar into the mix in Kyrie, and we'll see again if he can grow up. If they have a strong enough locker room. Now, that was the one hard part in Boston is Al Horford, while he's a great locker room guy, was not a vocal leader. He was a lead by example guy. And, you know, I don't know if the Nets have anybody that's going to be able to stand up to Kyrie either. And without KD on the court for the next year, maybe DeAndre Jordan, if they get him, which it looks like, maybe that'll factor in. But, again, I could see the same thing kind of happening. The only good part for Brooklyn is, again, you're going to get Kevin Durant in a year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're chatting with Jeff Goodman from WatchStadium.com and the Good and Plenty pod. All right, so now you flip out Kyrie Irving for Kemba Walker. Jeff, I know you've been around Kemba Walker a lot going back to his college days at UConn as well. But what's the difference with Kemba Walker in a Celtics uniform compared to Kyrie Irving? Is there a way to spin this that this could actually be an upgrade, even though the perspective is that Kyrie's the better player? Could this actually be an upgrade?
1,000%, it's an upgrade. Just look at what they did with Kyrie last year. And to me, Kemba's a guy that solves the chemistry problems immediately. He will get everybody together. You know, I talked to his teammate Frank Kaminsky in Charlotte for a while the other day, and he said this is a guy who just gets it. He can lead. He's vocal. He'll get up in guys, but he'll do it the right way. When they go on the road, he invites everybody, pays for it for dinner. Just the things that, again, you need to do to be a great leader. And Kyrie never really understood all of that. You know, Kyrie was moody. Kemba's always smiling, always happy. This is a guy that just gets it. And again, is he quite as talented as Kyrie? Probably not, but he's not that far off. And again, when you add all the intangibles, all the leadership, and again, let's face it, he hasn't really played with anybody. In his entire NBA career, the best player I tweeted the other day he's ever played with is probably Al Jefferson, where again, Kyrie's got LeBron, he's got Kevin Love. I mean, he's had much better talent around him. So it's unfair, I think, to judge Kemba Walker based on, again, wins and losses because of the talent or lack thereof that Michael Jordan has surrounded him.
All right, Jeff, so now you look at it. I felt like this year the development of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum was halted. Some of that on Kyrie, some of it they didn't get the opportunities you thought they were going to get. Maybe it's just because they had so many mouths to feed. Do you think now bringing in Kemba that Jaylen and Jason Tatum will now get to develop a little more as players, considering you spent third overall picks on them?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Jaylen's going to thrive because of the way they need to play for Jaylen to thrive. He's not great in the half court, but if you get him going up and down, which is Kemba's game, and really the way Brad Stevens wants to play, that's where Jaylen's at his best in transition. I think the same thing can be said. Tatum could play either way, but I think he was certainly, his growth was kind of halted, like you said, by Kyrie. You know, again, everybody's going to look at it and say, well, Kemba, same player as Kyrie, you know, score first, this, that, and the other. And my argument there would be, again, he hasn't had the people around him. Now he's got that. I think he's a team-first guy who will take a hit in the scoring department. I think you'll see his assists, you know, go from 5 to 8 or 7.5 or 8 or something like that, you know, just because of the fact that he knows he's got guys around him and guys like Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And, you know, the key is going to be, again, can Tatum become a number 1A or 1B along with Kemba? And can Gordon Hayward get back closer to what he was before the injury? And if those two things happen, you know, again, we don't know. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to bring out Horford back. So it's going to be largely dependent on what they can get up front. At that 5 spot, are they going to get a couple serviceable guys? Can they get somebody? you know, can they somehow get an Enes Kanter type or something like that? Somebody who's a little bit, you know, better than the Ed Davises of the world or the Kyle Quinns or some of the guys you're looking at in that $4.8 million range. I think they'll end up pulling somebody. The other thing that's going to be lost on this is I think guys want to play with Kemba Walker. I do, and I think around the league, people understand that. So I think it may even help them get a big man that they shouldn't necessarily get.
Or maybe in free agency in the future. We're chatting with Jeff Goodman from WatchStadium.com and the Good and Plenty pod. All right, so to your Al Horford point, Steve Beaupet from the Boston Globe put it out there saying that sources close to Horford say that even after all the Celtics cap gymnastics, he will not be winding up back in Boston. So even if they hypothetically had the space for Al, apparently he wouldn't wind up back here. What do you think went wrong with the Al relationship, Jeff?
Well, I just think it's simply that they don't want to give him 4 years. You know, they don't want to pay him through 37 years old, which you can't blame him because I don't think he's worth that. You know, whoever's offering him a 4-year deal, and we still don't know. It's kind of a mystery, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the teams I've heard are Sacramento, I've heard Philadelphia, I've heard New Orleans, that are all interested. But we haven't heard that team, which is unbelievable to me that it stayed quiet for this long. So that's going to be the interesting thing. You know, again, everybody else, we kind of knew where they were going to end up for the most part, right? All the big boys. In all this. But Al Horford, we still don't know. And maybe it is something where if the Celtics just kind of sit tight, maybe somebody else doesn't give them that 4-year, 100, and I heard it was $115 million about 10 days ago. And we'll kind of see what happens there. But I think ultimately, again, it was more Danny Ainge saying, listen, we'll give you a 3-year deal, but we can't give you a 4-year deal, you know, at $112, $150 million.
Hey, Jeff, what do you make of Terry Rozier getting $58 million from Michael Jordan?
Wow. Wow. I love Terry Rozier. Okay, I love him, you know, as a kid. I love him as what he's done in Boston. But, man, I wouldn't be paying him $19 million a year. And, again, like, where does Michael Jordan rank now? And, like, if I'm Charlotte fans, I'd be calling for Michael Jordan to sell this team. I mean, it has been an absolute train wreck. There's no way this – They're going to be in the mix for the number one overall pick next year. They're that bad. They have nothing. Good for Terry Rozier. He got paid based on what he did the second half and really in the postseason 2 years ago. But, again, that's a lot of money to give a guy that came off of an absolute miserable year. And, again, listen, I'll defend Terry in a sense that I'm sure it was hard watching, if you're Terry Rozier, watching Kyrie and that team implode. Whether it was in the regular season or certainly in the playoffs, and you're thinking to yourself, well, like, I not only can I do better than that, I did better than that in the playoffs. We were better with me running the team than with Kyrie. But, you know, I do think they overpaid.
Hey, Jeff, before we let you go, and thank you so much for a couple of minutes tonight. We really appreciate it. Before we let you go, so if Jimmy Butler, he's taking these meetings with the Heat, he's taking a meeting with the Houston Rockets, so he could be out of Philly. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi. He could be leaving Toronto. Do you think that Danny Ainge now sees kind of an opening a la Toronto last year to maybe make a run at this thing because, you know, Durant's not going to be playing next year. Maybe they see an opening?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't know what's going to happen. Personally, I think Kawhi stays in Toronto for a 1-year deal with a player option after the first year. That's just my gut. I don't know anything firm on that. Nobody does with Kawhi until he makes a decision. But I think, you know, they're the favorites as long as he comes back. And then this thing opens up. I don't think Jimmy Butler will be back in Philly. I don't think they want to pay him the 5th year. And, you know, Jimmy Butler wants to be the guy. I mean, he just does. He wants to be the guy. So, you know, he goes down to Miami, which is where I think he ends up, and ends up on South Beach and having fun, and he can be the guy for a Heat team that's mediocre. And then it really depends on Tobias Harris. So, I could see a scenario, obviously, if Kawhi leaves, it changes everything in the East. And then the Celtics become one of the favorites again. But I think they're going to probably go in, you know, as like the 3rd or 4th best team in the East. But I think chemistry is going to be so much better. It just ultimately depends on what you can get up front to complement right now the kind of quartet that you have of Tatum, Kemba, Gordon Hayward, and Jalen Brown.
All right, that's Jeff Goodman from WatchStadium.com, the Good and Plenty pod. You follow him, of course, on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. Jeff, thank you so much for taking some time tonight, man. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the fireworks tonight.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Great stuff there from Jeff Goodman. Interesting stuff. So he's really high on Kemba Walker. Do you agree with Jeff Goodman that Kemba Walker is going to be an upgrade for the Celtics as now Kyrie is out, Kemba Walker in. Also, what do you make of this Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant pairing in Brooklyn going forward? And Terry Rozier just got $58 million. I'm kidding you not. Terry Rozier got $58 million. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEEI.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
What's the difference with Kemba Walker in a Celtics uniform compared to Kyrie Irving? Is there a way to spin this, that this could actually be an upgrade, even though the perspective is that Kyrie's the better player? Could this actually be an upgrade?
1,000%, and it's an upgrade. Just look at what they did with Kyrie last year. And to me, Kemba's a guy that solves the chemistry problems immediately. He will get everybody together. You know, I talked to his teammate Frank Kaminsky in Charlotte for a while the other day, and he said this is a guy who just gets it. He can lead. He's vocal. He'll get up in guys, but he'll do it the right way. When they go on the road, he invites everybody, pays for it, for dinner. Just the things that, again, you need to do to be a great leader, and Kyrie never really understood all of that.
All right, that's Jeff Goodman. Just joined us a little while ago chatting about the difference between Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving. Your number is 617-779-7937. So essentially, you heard it. Jeff Goodman saying Kemba Walker is like a great locker room guy. And we all know, as everybody in the locker room knew, Kyrie Irving was like one of the worst locker room guys in the history of the sport, right? Everybody despised Kyrie Irving that worked with him. And I got to imagine, just from that sense, right, it's going to be a jarring difference, because Kemba Walker is coming in here to be the star of the team. There's no disputing that. He's going to be the star of the team. He's going to be the guy that's taking the most shots. He's going to have the ball in his hands more than anybody else. And is he as good as Kyrie Irving? No. But it's going to be jarring for his teammates to be like, wait, he isn't mad at us for shooting? Wait, he isn't going to throw us under the bus when we don't play well? That's going to be the thing where Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are like, wait, what? This guy doesn't hate what we just did? This guy doesn't hate the way we're playing right now? And from a Celtics perspective, with Brad Stevens and his coaching staff and with the other members of the team, they just have to feel like, in a way, well, this is something we don't have to deal with anymore, right? There has to be some sense of relief, because it was never going to work out with Kyrie Irving here. It just was not going to work out. He had burned too many bridges, and they tried to cater to him at every turn. You think about it, Danny Ainge stuck up for him after he decided not to play in the All-Star game, after he decided to play in the All-Star game after missing two games prior to the All-Star game with knee soreness, right? A terrible look, and Danny Ainge defended him. Okay, Brad Stevens actually apologized after Kyrie Irving called him out publicly, right? Brad Stevens was the one that was issuing the apology. So at every turn, you just think about a couple of weeks ago, Danny Ainge said that Kyrie Irving got too much of the blame for his poor performance in the Milwaukee Bucks series. So at every turn, this organization tried to stick up for Kyrie Irving, tried to defend Kyrie Irving. And no matter what they did, right? We saw the story from Jackie McMullen last week. They allowed him to fly separately. And I understand that certain superstars in the NBA are enabled that opportunity when they have certain things they have to be at in terms of their brand, if you will. They're allowed to travel separately. But they allowed Kyrie Irving to do all that stuff. So they catered to him at every turn because they wanted to make sure he could stay here. And now I have to imagine that they're getting a guy in Kemba Walker that isn't Kyrie Irving, that's maybe 85% of what Kyrie Irving is as a player, but the personality is something that is totally different. He's somebody that players like to be around. I have to imagine, from Danny Ainge's angle on this and from Brad Stevens' perspective on this, this just has to feel unbelievable that you don't have to deal with this all year. Because I can't think that that was a fun year for Danny Ainge. As much as he pretended like him and Kyrie Irving had this great relationship and that he loved Kyrie Irving, I can't imagine that that was actually true. I can't believe that Danny Ainge liked kissing Kyrie Irving's ass all season long, because that's exactly what Danny Ainge did, and that's exactly what Brad Stevens did all season long. They kissed Kyrie Irving's ass because they believed that Kyrie Irving was the piece that was going to put them over the top, and if he wasn't that piece that was going to put them over the top, he was the piece that was going to attract somebody else here, or he was the piece that you could use some of your young guys to trade away to bring in that additional piece, a la Anthony Davis, to put the organization over the top. So they put up with all that crap. They put up with all Kyrie's crap because they thought it was going to result in something that would look like a championship roster, and it never did. And now that Kyrie Irving's out of the picture, and they're bringing in a guy that, from all indications, like everybody that talks about Kemba Walker, has great things to say about him. Nobody says anything bad about Kemba Walker, the teammate. Now, I still have my questions about Kemba Walker, the player, but in terms of the teammate, nobody's questioning Kemba Walker whatsoever. And what a situation Kemba Walker's now walking into. No pun intended. The fact that now he is the anti-Kyrie, right? That's like the biggest thing for Kemba Walker is everybody in this town is going to gravitate towards Kemba Walker, is going to love Kemba Walker because he isn't Kyrie Irving. And just from a teammate perspective as well, these guys are going to feel so much better playing around a guy that isn't throwing them under the bus all the time. Imagine working with a guy like Kyrie Irving. Imagine being in an office every day and you don't know when this guy's going to blame you for something, right? But you know if he makes a mistake, you're going to get blamed for it. You know he's going to make coming to work every single day uncomfortable. And that's exactly what Kyrie Irving did. And the problem with Kyrie Irving is this. Kyrie Irving isn't on the Durant level, his new teammate. He isn't on the Kawhi Leonard level. He isn't on the LeBron James level, right? He's not the guy that can lift you towards a championship. So there's no reason to put up with that type of headache unless it's getting you another piece to the puzzle that makes you a championship contender. And we saw that that wasn't going to happen because you weren't going to get Anthony Davis for a one-year deal with Kyrie gone. And Kyrie didn't want to commit to you, so there's no point in making that Anthony Davis trade. So really, there's no reason to keep Kyrie Irving around whatsoever. So organizationally, this team right now probably feels like they're in a much better position just by getting Kyrie Irving out of the equation. All right, if you want to hop on board as it pertains to Celtics news, you certainly can. What do you make of Terry Rozier getting $58 million? Kyrie Irving is now going to be a member of the Brooklyn Nets with his good buddy Kevin Durant. Kemba Walker's heading to the Celtics. Do you think it's an upgrade for the Celtics like Jeff Goodman does? And now what do the Celtics do as they try to fill out this roster? 617-779-7937 is your number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 4 hours or so right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.